With over 200 flavor notes to discover, Woodford Reserve is more than just a spirit. It's a spectacle for the senses. Toast to 150 years of the Kentucky Derby with the best bet in bourbon. Raise a glass of Woodford Reserve on this monumental celebration.
Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
I was reading something non-sports, Yurko.
What was that?
About I guess it's over now, the beef between Kendrick and Drake. I guess, no, Adam says no. If you want a good summation of this, you can get it on Black and Abdallah's YouTube channel. I was reading some stuff about it on The Ringer, too. Fascinating. I'm serious. Like, I don't know much. It's hard to follow when you're, you know, I'm not hip enough.
Gone after each other in song? Have they done that? Have they ripped each other apart?
Well, there'll be whole albums coming soon, I guess. I don't know.
Has that happened, Adam?
I'm not hip enough to know exactly, but yeah. Black and Abdallah gave you a breakdown of it. There's no love lost there. That's what I was reading. I was just reading about it a little bit. Sometimes you have to spread your wings a little, Yurko. You know, you got to go where you're a little bit uncomfortable. And getting away from the old sports guru can sometimes be a little uncomfortable.
I don't mind that. I do that a lot. I don't go into
hip hop wars.
That's not you know. After the last one ended poorly, I've kind of stayed away from it. You know, East Coast, West Coast.
Right.
I stayed away from it after that.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome in on this Thursday. It's Carmen and Yurko. We got McKnight at the movies today. We got the lunch rush. Jesse will join us tomorrow to talk baseball, but we'll get to see Jesse later. We'll crosstalk with him because he is in for Waddle today. So he's going to be in with Sylvie in a couple of hours. Yurko's got his seed spread out before him. You look like Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura over there with your seeds.
I picked up a bag of seeds yesterday because I went to go see the University of Thornton at South Holland.
Nice.
Which is now South Suburban College, used to be known as the South Holland Institute of Technology.
You went there. I'd brag a little bit if I were you.
Well, I mean, my nephew was pitching. Triton Community College yesterday.
It is
the home of Kirby Puckett, yes. Kirby Puckett and another player, and I forget, Lance Johnson.
Lance Johnson, I think that's right.
Lance Johnson, yeah. One dog played there also.
One dog.
South Suburban had Rob Mikoviak and others. I just don't know exactly who they are now. He took the bump, start, 7 1/3 inning, left with a 3-0 lead, man on first base.
That's impressive.
They ended up winning the game 3-2. The inherited runner by the relief pitcher, that run ended up scoring. So he gave up one run in 7 1/3. So
I'd brag on that.
They're supposed to play McHenry today, but the rains are coming. They've already canceled that game. So I think they play Friday against McHenry.
That's a man start right there, 7 1/3.
Seven
you don't
and
see
third.
Much of that anymore.
Pitches.
Dylan Cease was pretty great yesterday.
Hey, 110 pitches. He had shoulder surgery 18 months ago.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And he's doing okay. 110 pitches.
110
he's
pitches.
Back up. Good for him.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Sit and cry about it?
No.
You're going to recover.
I wouldn't.
He recovered.
There's no reason to sit and cry, good kid.
That's right.
Dylan Cease was awesome yesterday. Cubs lose 3-2. They get shut out. We'll talk a little bit more about the offense and some of the things happening on the north side. They're going to face, speaking of good pitching, they're going to go to Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh's come back down to earth. They're a few games below 500. But Pittsburgh has got,
the
story of the Pirates organization is some of the young players and the young pitching. Jared Jones has been incredible this year just in terms of the velocity and the strikeout stuff. He's really been awesome. And Paul Skenes is the top prospect in baseball, and he has been summoned to the big leagues, Yurko. He will start for the first time against the Cubs on Saturday.
Well, if you're ever going to get him, you're going to get him the first time he pitches at the big league level,
probably.
Right? You're going to get him.
He's
so going to
come in throwing gas, Yurko, throwing gas.
What's he throw, 106? 107?
100.
Does he got late life? Does he got movement?
His ball.
What does
he
have?
Yes. Watch him. Watch some of the highlights of Paul Skenes. I mean, he's made guys in the minor leagues look silly at this point.
Put that on my notes in my phone.
I doubt that you will. But
watch some film on Paul Skenes.
Well, you're asking.
I'm telling you.
You're asking me questions.
I watched amateur baseball yesterday.
All right.
What makes you think I won't look it up?
Because
I said I want to put it in my notes.
By the sarcasm in your voice.
Oh, Carm, you tell you. Now, you know who you should be mad at today? Sylvie.
Why?
Oh, boy. He was trying to throw you under the bus yesterday.
I heard most of their show. I didn't hear that.
He was stoking the coals. You didn't hear the part where you were on hold. He was stoking the coals on my partner.
I didn't
say
hear
the
that.
Word. He's eliminated. Say the word. You just say the word, Carm.
Never. Not my friend Sylvie.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never.
I know what I heard, Carm.
I didn't hear him like stoking the goals. I mean, listen, they had fun with I knew we were not stumbling. I knew we were going into
guarded territory.
I knew we were going into a place that was going to get people very riled up.
All activated.
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to trigger people.
Okay.
I was triggered on one side. I knew people were going to be triggered on the other. You know,
100 million people playing paddleball. Did you know that?
100 million.
100 million.
Yeah, the whole country, the whole world.
That's what I heard yesterday.
No, pickleball. It's not paddleball.
Pickleball. 100 million playing pickleball. Did you know that?
Paddle is the one that's on the raised court, which I still, why is the court raised? Is that so they can play in the winter? Is that why they do that?
I believe so.
They do it so it's raised so they can play in the wintertime?
Yes.
It doesn't freeze? Got it. At the country clubs? Right.
Mine doesn't have it, unfortunately.
I'd be disappointed if Lincolnshire Country Club
does not have that, unfortunately.
I would have been a little upset, Yurko, if your country club did.
We don't have pool either, but we do have a nice
pond?
River. A river runs through it, Carm.
I knew we were going into an area that was going to really get people triggered, very polarizing. I knew I was going to upset a lot of people. A lot of people in the town in which I live. I got like half the town wants me to run for mayor, half wants me to move. You know, it is what it is.
Perfect.
The book is always looking for 50-50, right? You know, I got about
is there going to be a dead pig's head on your doorstep?
Maybe.
Is that the next thing down the line?
Maybe. I got, you know, half of the town is like, hooray for Carmen. Run for mayor. No pickleball courts on valuable park district land. And then the other half wants me to leave. You know, it was relayed to me that some of the moms in town weren't so happy.
Who cares?
I heard from a few friends.
Their wives?
You know, your friends.
Their wives?
You're friendly with the big mouth talk show host. Tell them not to air the town's...
Dirty laundry?
Laundry.
Oh.
On the airwaves. What can I say? We come in here. We talk about the things that happen in our lives. You know, Peggy has been on this side of it with me recently because of the whole paddle thing at Ruth Lake.
Right.
Sylvie had it a couple years ago with the birthday party, the ice cream at the birthday party. Remember? It was a couple years ago. He upset the neighbors, you know, because
with ice cream.
Well, there was something about like one kid. What was the story? One kid wasn't invited or didn't get ice cream. I don't remember. I'm trying to. Do you guys remember?
We do remember, but I think it's best to move along.
Okay, all right.
I think that show was redacted. So let's keep it moving.
See, we've all sometimes maybe we do go too far in talking about the things that are going on in our lives because we think there is. Some interest.
Yeah.
You know, because people
Situations that other people may have gone through.
People are living a similar situation.
Can we get some advice sometimes?
Right, yes. So I knew we were probably going into that territory when I asked Chris and Adam in the meeting yesterday. And Chris and Adam were like, absolutely, you got to talk about that. Because, you know it's going to make for good fodder. It's going to make for good content.
So you had a couple
You're going to have half and half.
Elderly ladies in the village.
I'm not elderly.
The lovely little hamlet of Western Springs complained that you shouldn't talk about
the
city
dirty
business.
Laundry. Yeah, don't talk city business. That is it. Don't talk about city business.
That's why Shady.
Keep Western Springs out of your mouth.
Hey, that's why shady things always happen. They happen in the cover of darkness.
But like
clouded in secrecy. That's when shady things happen, Carm.
Well,
you've got to talk about it. Bring it out into the public. Remember transparency? Remember that?
Yes.
Transparency. And what are these women talking about? Keeping it in the secret.
Yeah.
Deep down, bowels of deception. Yeah.
We don't want deep down in the bowels of deception. We want it out there for public consumption.
That's right.
But sometimes, you know, we bring up these things because we know it. People, again, are living similar realities or are dealing with similar experiences and they can relate. Whichever side you're on, pro pickleball, anti pickleball, doesn't really matter. What are you doing over there with those seeds?
I'm just chewing.
I mean, are we watching this on YouTube? Can we get a video of this?
What does it matter? What does it matter? I'm chewing a seed at a time.
Do you guys see this?
Thrill me with what's happening in Western Springs. Well, I want to know who.
I like the little pile that's in front of me.
I want to know
like Ace
who.
Ventura.
I want to know who. I want to know who
complains. I can't
complain.
Name names. I'll never name. I can't do
lucky.
That.
Let me run into one of them.
No, I won't name names.
Let me run into one of them. I'll let them know what I think.
You know, and then some of the guys who love it, they're a little angry. They're a little angry with me. They love pickleball. You know, you won't give it a chance.
Well, they're not your friends.
No, they are. They're a couple of my very good friends.
Ooh. Well, they got nicknames Spanky and Nerdy.
Andy, Tom.
Spanky and Nerdy?
Spanky and Nerdy. You know, a couple of these guys went to Iowa, so, you know, they cheer for punters. They don't know. They've lost their way in life anyway. So they've turned to pickleball because of Iowa football.
The only guy that I like from Iowa is my neighbor now.
I like a lot of people Iowa.
That's the only guy. Now, his wife also went there, but I'm talking about the guys.
Yeah.
You're talking about guys that went to Iowa. Is my neighbor, Bolsel, Danny.
Danny Bolsel.
Went to Iowa.
I know Danny.
Like Danny.
Yeah.
Danny's good. He's not a pickleball enthusiast by any stretch of the imagination.
They cheer for
punters. And he knows exactly where the punter belongs on the depth chart.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, he
where.
Does good.
And
he's a realist.
Yeah, he's down at number 21.
That's pretty good.
Maybe 22.
He's down at 21. I was going to say, it's probably 22. Well, maybe 21. Well, I mean, Yurik, wouldn't all 11 on each starting side be
more? I misdid
more
that. Yeah,
important?
I misdid that.
Wouldn't it be like 23?
24.
Or 24?
Yeah, 24.
Maybe 24?
Yeah.
Probably
so, I mean, not all Iowa guys are bad.
Yeah.
You know, you just happen to run into a couple bad ones. That's, I'm sorry.
No, they're good. They're good
I feel
people.
For you.
They're good people.
I'm
going
to play pickleball, Carm. I don't care if you don't like it.
They're a little misguided, but they're good people. And, you know, I knew we'd ruffle some feathers, but hey, every once in a while you kind of have to, right? And it's all in good fun. Sylvie and Peggy got a good another 30 minutes of content out of it. So it was like the gift that kept on giving, you know?
I heard it yesterday.
And that's what's important, Yurko.
Well,
content is king.
Hopefully things settle down in Western Springs.
God forbid
somebody be offended over there.
I don't know.
All those ruffians in Western Springs.
I don't know what the future holds. I will not be running for mayor. You know, Sylvie once toyed with the notion of running for alderman. Who is the Wrigleyville? Tom Tunney, right?
Yeah, not anymore.
Now, Tunney's out?
Tunney's out.
Sylvie, for a while, was going to challenge Tunney because he wanted to get some stuff done around Wrigleyville.
You know the one thing we do have to do for Sylvie?
But that died on the vine. We can't run for political office with it. That'd be silly.
We need to do a collection around the office so one of his poor little guys can get a baseball bat so he's not the laughing stock of his team.
Well, he was upset that how much because Braxy's playing travel baseball. And he was upset at how much. Yeah, travel sports have gotten ridiculous. It's not right. You know?
Let's take a collection up at the office.
Well, he doesn't need a collection.
Get little Braxy the baseball bat that he needs to be successful.
First of all, when you're eight. And how old's Braxy? Eight? Right?
Eight years old, yeah. Little badass.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that you need a $400 bat when you're
eight.
He's
out there. 380, Carm.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
In Indiana, you wouldn't pay $400. Out here, you pay $400.
Yeah,
sure.
In Indiana, you're going to have to cross state lines to get that bat. It's a little...
I can pick one up, Carm. I can get some with a five-finger discount, some that fell off the truck, too, for a little bit less.
They've gotten expensive, man. It's crazy. It really has. But I know he was ranting a little bit about what youth sports
As Sylvie talked about duping an employee at Dick's Sporting Goods and have one get thrown in the back of the garbage.
You could probably make that happen if you really wanted to. I mean,
if price is the ultimate issue, I mean, there's cheaper ways to get things done.
Well, I don't think it's price. I think it's
principle.
Principle.
Yeah.
It's principle. I think Sylvie's standing on principle like, come on, do you need a $400 bat? You're 8 years old. You know, sometimes when you're eight, you might as well, you'll do just as well with the golf club for crying out loud.
I got you.
At that age. And I kind of understand them as they get a little older. There's going to be a little bit more pressure to get the good, best stuff.
But not at 8. Maybe at 13.
Yeah, I mean, at 8.
All right,
like,
I understand it. I understand it.
So I don't blame him for that. I think Sylvie's standing on the principle more than
that's not I'm blaming for. I said maybe we get a collection together.
Yeah. I do. I go. There's a bunch of, like, just random fun sports talk debates that we can have today, Yurik. There's, like, this NBA versus NHL. NBA versus NFL. Like, which player could more seamlessly transition? I don't know if you've heard about this. This was from Austin Rivers on McAfee, so I'll play that for you coming up, and you can talk about it. You played one of those sports professionally. Cap and Hoodie and Shea were having a heated debate and discussion about the Joker and historically where he fits into the history of the NBA earlier today. I want to revisit some of that. So there's a lot of just kind of fun, like spreading around sports talk, debatey things that I think are really good for today. Talk some Cubs baseball as well. NBA playoffs from last night. The schedule is now, it was supposed to be out today. It's less than a week away in the NFL, thank goodness. But that is the popularity of the National Football League. I mean, we've been upset all week that the schedule release has been delayed. And this league really knows how to capture the headlines and capture people's attention. We can't wait for this damn thing to come out. It fueled a couple hours worth of conversation yesterday across multiple shows on the station. So we got a lot to kick around today. If you want to join us at any point, 312-332-3776. We've got a couple of four packs of tickets to give away as well. Yurko's been promoting that Chelsea Celtic game. International soccer, some of the best coming to I'll call it our region. I mean,
yeah,
it's South
July
Bend.
27th. Yeah.
It's coming to South Bend in Notre Dame Stadium, July 27th. You've heard Yurko talking about it. We have a couple of four packs of tickets that we will be giving away today. We did not give one away yesterday. We had so much fun with the Mom's Fail thing, the Mother's Day Fail thing, that we did not give those tickets away. So 2 4 packs today to give away. 312-332-3776 if you want to ring us up. We'll be right back.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Speaking of the Grip It and Sip It Classic, which sold out, Yurko, of course, in mere minutes, remember? Mere minutes last week. Sylvie has one of a couple of very exclusive spots in the golf outing left. He's going to be giving them away when his show is done tonight. I think he starts over at 5:30 over at Slightly Toasted right here in the West Loop. Great place. And he's going to be with Elijah Craig. You were out with Elijah Craig.
Yes, I was.
The night of the draft.
Yes,
so it's great
yes.
to have Elijah Craig partnering up, doing some fun stuff with us. And you can go drink some Elijah Craig bourbon, which is terrific, with Sylvie tonight. Get a cocktail or two and try to grab one of those final spots in our golf outing. So go see Sylvie tonight after his show.
You made the announcement. How quick was it sold out? I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. Was it last Friday?
It was last Friday. We did it. Yeah.
It was. Well, it took like 6 or 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We weren't joking. We told everybody, you know.
New format.
You got to be quick. Yeah, a little new format.
Can't wait for the
sit
down. Can't wait for the sit down to find out exactly what that's all about.
We'll see.
I can promote it as opposed to just having kind of a
vague idea. Some sort of a team event. I don't know. We know. You guys have the information.
Where?
Carmen had it when we announced it.
Everyone's randomly assigned to a team, to a show.
So the five shows,
yeah.
We all will then be paired with every group that's entered into the tournament.
Right.
Like Carmen and Yurko, you guys will have different groups that will be under your team name.
Yes.
And then Black and Abdallah, Peggy and Dion, Waddle and Sylvie, Cap and Jay Hood will all have different groups under our team names. And I believe they're just going to add up all of the scores.
Is this
going to
be adjusted for handicap or no? It's not. We're not taking it that seriously.
I think the four of us should have a friendly side deal going on because the four of us play.
I'm down for that.
We all play, yes.
I'm down for that.
Team against team.
Yeah.
And then us two against them two.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I'm cool with that. I mean, my game will be, it'll probably be
the
my
best
second
it's ever
round.
Be, but it'll be the best
but
you ever
that's
play.
That's good because it'll be the best I play. As the summer goes on, I only get worse. The bad habits set in. I don't have time to practice. So I don't mind. We can go ahead and fire that up.
I'm
That'll
ready.
Be fun.
I'm ready for that.
Speaking of Elijah Craig, by the way, I did throw a review up of Larson. You know, that's the same family of brands of distillery, Heaven Hill. I fired up a review on my Instagram last night, if you want to check it out, on the Larceny barrel pick. The B pick should be coming out soon. That usually comes in May. The A pick was from, they do three picks a year, three releases, I should say. Three a year. Elijah Craig Barrel Proof does this. The Larceny Barrel Proofs do it as well. So A124, I just recently got my hands on, and I threw a review up so you can check that out, too. And
nice.
It's all part of the Elijah Craig Heaven Hill family. So
nice.
Go see Sylvie. Oh, by the way, Sylvie had this funny line yesterday. This made me laugh out loud. You said he threw me under the bus. I missed that part, but I laughed out loud on the train. Listen to this.
Tomorrow I'm going to be at Slightly Toasted. 5:30 the event starts. That's a place in the loop. A lot of the city people always say, hey, what about these events in the city? I know Kevin Warren has been bugging me, saying, we love the city.
That's a great line. Great line. I laughed out loud. That's pretty good. Well done by Sylvie. Let's go and grab a few calls, shall we, Yerk? And then at 1:30, I want to play for you Austin Rivers on NBA and NFL players and see what you think. 312-332-3776. Al is in Evanston. Hey, Al.
Hey, how you guys doing today, man?
Great.
Yeah, no, was at the game yesterday for the Cubs. Man, it's still the best deal you get in Chicago. You can buy a ticket for like $5, bring in a bottle of water, and just enjoy your time. So that was cool. But, man, did both Chicago teams really drop the ball in letting Dylan Cease leave? Because this guy was dealing yesterday. Like, just an ace. And it just I just think about it like, man, it would be nice just to have that guy, have him developed, and just, you know, be one of those guys that came through the system, and there you go. So kind of really all I have to say about it.
Yeah, thanks, Al. $5 to get into a Cub game? That's a good deal.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
He must be waiting to the very end. I mean, he's got a new lease on life, in a sense, his baseball life, right? He's and maybe it's a combination of a couple of things, Yerk. Look, even good pitchers can have bad years. I think Dylan Cease just kind of had a down year last year, but you combo that with the bad vibe that was the White Sox clubhouse and the organization. And I think it was just a bad year for Dylan Cease. He's revitalized a little bit, right? He's revived, don't you think?
113 pitches yesterday.
113, yeah. Don't you think that's what it is, mostly?
In California, sun, beach, San Diego.
You know, Peggy brought
maybe he's
up...
he's feeling a little bit better about himself being out there.
Yesterday, Peggy brought up Ronaldo Lopez. Same thing. Ronaldo Lopez has been great for the Braves. He's been one of their bright spots. How about Sale last night against his former team, too? Sale pitched against the Red Sox and was fantastic last night. Like 12 strikeouts and 6
innings. Who's he with?
Atlanta. He got traded to Atlanta in the offseason.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So Sale's in Atlanta. Like, look at Ronaldo Lopez. Just like new lease on life. You know, like you're away from that yucky situation that was the South Side the last year and a half. Cease is like, you're right. He's out in California. He's on a pretty good team that can compete, I think. What's not to like? Free and easy. And he was dominant yesterday. You know, we were on the air. We didn't see too much of that. I watched some of the highlights, but he was dominant. He's been very good all year. He had double digit strikeouts, just one hit. One hit for the Cubs? Gonna go all Harry Doyle here. That's all we got. One
hit. Who got it?
It was
Gomes.
Who was it? Yan Gomes?
Yep. Yan Gomes. 1 for 3. Any base on balls? 2.
Yeah. Cease walked 2 guys, I think.
Crow Armstrong and Ian Happ with a walk. And 2 more strikeouts.
The Cubs went 3 for 3 on the homestand despite the starters posting a 125 ERA. You post a 125 ERA over a homestand and you kind of, I mean, you nothing wrong with 500.
But you expect to go 5-1.
Yeah, you kind of expect to go 4-2 at worst, don't you? The Cubs are 13th in all of baseball, Yerk. 30 teams. 13th in runs, 14th in OPS, so about average. 9th in home runs. I mean, it's not terrible. You're in the top half of the league, but are you a little bit worried about the lack of production from the offense, or do you think it works itself out when
health,
you know, health, like when Saya comes back and, you know, Bellinger just got back? Yeah. Do you think it just kind of sorts itself out with some health?
When the team gets healthy, I think they'll be okay.
Your switch hitting Thunderstick, you know, either needs time to rehab an injury if there is one, or, like, pick it up a little bit, right? I mean, Ian Happ has...
Didn't you tell me his on-base percentage was fine?
It's .346, but it's, you know what his slug is?
His slug is .385.
.302.
.302?
He's got 6 extra base hits, Yurko. 6 in 153 plate appearances, 129 at-bats. Let's look at his at-bats, because he does walk a lot. 129 at-bats, he's got 6 extra base hits. His slug right now is .302. His OPS is .649. For his career, he's at .790. So it's a big dip. He's got an 87 OPS plus. He's never been below league average in his career for a full season in terms of OPS plus. Never. He's .112 for his career. So
what is he now?
He's 87.
He's got to pick it up. Listen, I see what you see. I see him struggling at the plate. I see him not driving the ball. I see everything everybody sees. My switch hitting Thunderstick is not thundering it right now.
He's not thundering.
No thundersticking going on right now.
No.
Is he trying to play his way out of here? What's going on?
No. Play his way out
of
here.
He's getting paid $22 million a year.
Yeah, he's got his deal.
I expect more.
Is there an injury? We could talk to Jesse about it either during Crosstalk today or tomorrow when he joins us for more.
Crosstalk?
Because he's in for a while today. So Jesse will be in for Crosstalk.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to talk to Taylor about what happened in Champions League? You had to be thrilled.
Because absolutely. Real, I'd love to talk to him.
Real had the big rally late yesterday,
yeah,
right?
Joselu, two goals in the 88th minute and 90+3.
Holy cow. No
kidding.
Yeah,
a little bit tight, a little bit tough.
Let's say hi to Taylor in Hyde Park on the south side. What up, Taylor?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Great, man. How are you?
Man, I am excited. A la Madrid. I mean, one of the most exciting games I've ever seen in Champions League. And it's given us another one, Yerk. I mean, I know they haven't won it yet.
Yeah.
But this has to be one of the greatest runs, one of the best coaching jobs from Carlo Ancelotti. The fact that the whole back line was injured, no goalkeeper, no Alaba, no Rudiger for most of the season, no Militao for most of the season.
Militao,
no,
yeah.
No 30 goal scorer. This is not on the BBC anymore, and they're still getting the job done. I mean, this is classic Los Blancos. I mean, I am excited. I can't wait for June 1. I thought about going to Wembley to go watch the game live and in person. So I'm just excited, man. I want to get your opinion on, I said this is one of the greatest runs in a single season because we don't have the BBC anymore. We don't have
the
Ronaldo.
Bale, Benzema, and Cristiano Ronaldo, the BBC. Garth Bale, Karim Benzema, and Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay.
They were known as the BBC.
Yeah, those guys were scoring like 30 goals a season apiece. So you had...
Will Real be favored in this game, you guys?
They are favored already. Favored. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, they're the favorite.
They're already favored.
All right, Taylor, thanks. If you do go over there, let us know. That'd be pretty sweet. So, yeah.
So
am I right? Real's going for its 15th Champions League title?
15th Champions
That's
League
incredible.
Title,
incredible.
Yes.
Nobody else has more than seven, Yurko.
I believe you're correct there. Yes.
Inter Milan is next with seven.
Yeah.
And then the team... and then the team they just beat, right, Bayern Munich, has six, and so does Liverpool. That's amazing.
I do have to add some fact-checking here, Yurk.
No,
you, please you and Taylor
do.
Can enjoy the Real
please
Madrid
do. Please
win
do.
And
please do.
Questionable offside call late for Bayern. But I would say this. Abdallah's team, Man City, which I don't want to give him more credit.
Please do.
They have been on a more impressive run as of late than Real Madrid.
Are you asking for my response, or you just have a big blanket statement right there?
I think it's a pretty good statement. If you'd like to respond, you
they
can.
They won the treble last year.
What's the treble?
City.
Man City won the treble last year.
What's the treble?
So the treble is they won the league title, they won the FA Cup, and they won the
Champions League.
Oh, they did
so
that all
certainly
one year.
When you win the treble.
They're going...
That is impressive.
They're
but,
going for their fourth EPL title in a row, and it would be their sixth in the last 7 years.
That's
and
more impressive than Real Madrid
at the
moment.
Do they also play in an FA Cup? Are they playing in a championship coming up here?
No, they're not. Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah,
against
they're playing
United.
Yeah, they're playing United.
Man City against Man United for another trophy also for Manchester City. See, I don't forget about all the trophies you guys are playing for. I think what he's trying to say
I
is
talking about
with the injuries and the limitations that this team had, with playing, you know, getting Jude Bellingham and Jude Bellingham becoming a scorer and then playing a more forward than usually he played with Borussia Dortmund. With them having Militao and Rudinger hurt for a big chunk of the season, Militao basically for the whole season, David Alaba, him being injured for the whole season as a defensive player, them having to go and substitute some players on defense that don't necessarily always play defense. I think those, and Thibaut Courtois, who's their goalie,
great
replaced
name.
By Lunin.
Great name.
And Lunin's done a fine job, but he's no Thibaut Courtois.
Thibaut Courtois is
by
a great
any
name.
By any stretch of the imagination. So I think what they're saying is they've got no 30 goal scorer. They don't have a Haaland. They don't
they
have
don't
a
have
Benzema.
Yeah, right.
Somebody's going to be at the top of the heap. This
they're
is kind
of a team
been,
effort.
It's been a collective.
Yeah. Okay.
It's been more, and they've lost Jude Bellingham for the better part of a month also during this process, and because of the depth of what Real Madrid has. And the coaching of Carlos Ancelotti, they're talking about this being a better job of what this team's been able to do against kind of all the odds.
That's, got it.
I think that's what they're trying to say. Not that it's the best team in the history of the world. That's not what they're saying.
But they're beating
they're
the
just
odds.
Saying, wow, it's pretty impressive what they've been able to do with a ton of injuries across the lines and things that are going on there. He mentioned an offsides call late.
Yes,
the referee blew the whistle, blew the play dead. The referee made a mistake. If there's any question whatsoever, the referee should have not blown the whistle. The minute he blew the whistle, the play was dead. It was not under VAR review.
You can't review it.
Not under VAR review. Okay. The ball went to a player that was not offsides. The other player was offsides. And the whistle should not have blown. That would have been a tie 2-2. But then we got to get back to the equalizer 1-1, where Joshua Kimmich just threw himself to the ground aimlessly for no reason. You can see before contact's ever made, he's already throwing his legs out. That goal taken away from Real Madrid, nobody wants to talk about.
The extent to
they scored two later on by Jose Lucarm, legitimate victory, and they wanted to cry about the last one that it was offsides, and it wasn't offsides. The whole world saw it was onsides.
Carm, so. It's a movement. Get on board. Get on board, Carm.
I'm just going to say, the extent to which Yurko can break this down is
I watched the whole game. I watched the first period or the first half here. I watched the second half at home.
You won't watch Paul Skeens highlights, but I mean, this is it's incredible detail. Let me correct one thing I said too. I accidentally said Inter Milan. It's AC Milan.
AC Milan
that has the second most titles behind Real Madrid, but Real Madrid's already doubled them all time with 14. AC Milan has 7. Inter has 3. So I just wanted to correct that before the soccer fan. I already upset one hive yesterday, the pickleball hive. I don't want to upset the soccer hive.
Yeah, but it was a good match. I can't wait till June 1st. We're probably going to be over at Social.
Yes.
Probably cook up a lamb and a pig, have a good time there. That's what it's about. It's about the camaraderie for the Champions League championship.
I'm going to play some sound for you next. Former NBA player talking about the NFL. I want to play it for you and get your reaction coming up.
Working from home?
We're back in the office.
Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Play McKnight at the movies, in about 30 minutes. I want to play something for you, good kid. Tell me what you think. We'll get out and grab of your calls
Well.
We got more Real Madrid, Champions League talk. We can do that. I noticed that because Germany and Spain are in the final, you know, Borussia Dortmund and Real Madrid are in the final, this will be the 14th straight year that a team from Spain, England, or Germany wins the Champions League. Italy hasn't won one in forever. Portugal, I see Porto won one way back in 04, but there's a lot of Spain, Germany, and England on this board, Jerko.
Yeah, that's not
surprising.
Those
are the dominant leagues.
Yeah.
Listen to this and tell me what you think. Austin Rivers, okay? We've had Austin Rivers in studio before, remember?
Yes, we have,
Austin Rivers talking with Pat McAfee about NBA and NFL players. Take a listen.
We got to get you outside of that football lane, man. Where the guaranteed contracts are, where the best athletes in the world are, that's us. I could take 30 players right now in the NBA and throw them in the NFL. You cannot take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA.
Whoa!
So he said you could take 30 NBA players and throw them in the NFL. I think that's a little aggressive. But you can't take 30 NFL players and throw them into the NBA.
I could take four NBA players and they could play in the NFL. I don't know if I can take one NFL player and play him in the NBA. So I think he's right. I think his numbers are wrong.
I think his numbers are off.
And your guys that played exclusively college basketball in college and then converted and became tight ends like Marcus Pollard.
Yes.
And became tight ends. I figure there are others that had done that also.
Tony Gonzalez did that, right? Yurko?
Well, but Tony played football too.
Yeah.
Played both. So that's a little bit different.
Okay, that's different.
So I could say like football to basketball, I could say Tony Gonzalez, right? That he'd be able to do it. I'm talking about currently. There have been guys that played college basketball and they went through a little run of this where they thought they could become good tight ends, guys that would never go to the pros. 6'5", they played small forward or power forward for their college basketball team, had the speed, had the quickness, had theoretical toughness. They're hoping they'd be able to put them in a football uniform and develop into something. That's been done from college basketball to the pro football. It's not necessarily Charlie Ward, right? That I can remember. Now, there might be more examples out there that other people can remember.
Playing in the NBA for a long
playing
time.
Playing the NBA only.
Only.
Because nobody saw him be able to come in and play at the NFL, and there was more money in the NBA. There was guaranteed contracts in the NBA.
Right.
I mean, let's face it, for Charlie Ward, that was a smart move.
Yes.
You know, playing Samardzija, playing baseball, or playing
football.
Playing football. For him, playing baseball was a much more lucrative career than he was ever going to have playing football.
Guaranteed contract. He got
guaranteed
a big signing
contract.
Bonus, remember?
Yes, yeah. I do.
I mean, Samardzija ended up signing like a $90 million
with
deal.
With Oakland, right?
With San Fran, I want to say, right?
Okay, I thought it was
with
Oakland.
The Giants. I think with the Giants. I mean, when he left the Sox, he got traded, and I thought he signed a big deal with San Francisco after.
When he left the Cubs, I thought he signed a big deal with Oakland. Oakland then traded him to the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, you might be
then
right.
The White Sox. He left the White Sox. And did he sign a big contract or not? I don't remember.
But he definitely signed a big deal. I mean, he made over $100 million in his career. I think Jeff probably picked right.
And the reason I think the basketball players can do it, because I think they can play tight end and or receiver. But if you get too tall in that, 6'9 in basketball is no good in the football field.
Right, it's no good.
There's nothing for you. You're going to get sawed in half. Even the new rules will not protect you. So that's why I'm saying college, I got college guys coming over or smaller guys to play receiver. But once you get above a certain level in basketball, a certain height, it doesn't translate over to the NFL
that makes
no
sense.
More.
Yeah. We get asked that question a lot.
But I agree with Austin Rivers. I just don't think the numbers are exaggerated as he is.
I think his numbers are off. I agree with you. I don't think there are 30 that can do it. I do agree with him that I think from a pure athletic standpoint, I've always said this, I think basketball players, professional basketball players and professional soccer players are the most like purely athletic people there are. It takes the most just basic, pure, God-given ability to play those sports at the highest level. And when we talk about, well, how do you gauge a person's athletic ability, they do have testing for it, and it's a lot of times of quickness and agility and explosion and things like that. I don't
think there's reaction time.
I think basketball, professional basketball and professional soccer players are the best athletes. I really do believe that. So I agree with them there. I think 30's way high. You said you think there are four players right now you could say in the NBA could go play in the NFL. Who are they?
Oh, boy. I've got to go.
I'm
just thinking, not who they are.
Okay.
I just was trying to tell you that his numbers were off.
Okay, I got you.
Because there is a different mindset.
I thought maybe you had like four in mind.
The dog in basketball is not the dog on the football field. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's not necessarily the dog. It's the guy that's capable of taking a beating.
Yeah.
So I got to find out those guys that are capable of taking a beating and dishing out a beating.
Like who's
who don't mind that physical contact. Everybody says LeBron. Problem with LeBron is he'd be falling on his back, flopping all the time, looking for calls. And that doesn't work in the NFL.
Listen, there's something to be said for finding a way mentally to get through when physically you've been beaten down.
Yeah.
You know, that's
you got to keep getting back up.
It's hard.
Go ahead, Chris. Any players like LeBron's stature that could perhaps do what Micah Parsons does on the edge? I know, Yerk, that like LeBron's not tough enough to play defensive line, but is there a player that has the build like LeBron that could get low around the corner and make a run at the quarterback?
So I'm looking at 6'6".
Yeah.
And below.
Like Jimmy Butler. Could Jimmy Butler play defensive end?
Jimmy Butler play like strong safety?
Here's what I'd say. I think Justin Fields could play. I think Justin Fields could play basketball.
I bet you could.
I bet you he's athletic enough. He can jump out of the gym. I bet you Justin Fields could play basketball.
I bet you could.
To me, that's hands down not even a problem for him.
Like Josh Hart. Could Josh Hart play somewhere?
That's a good one.
On a football field?
Because he's so strong, dude. That's a good one.
Help.
Josh Hart on the Knicks.
Thank you.
Yes, on the New York Knicks, yeah.
Josh Hart. Oh.
Josh Hart on the Knicks.
Give me
a Villanova player.
Height and weight.
Josh Hart's probably, am I being over-aggressive if I say 6'7", Chris, or is that probably what Josh Hart
is? Probably shorter than that.
Yeah, I was going to say borderline too big.
6'5"?
Okay. Yeah, maybe about Josh is listed at, he's listed at 6'4". Okay, so I was a little high. Yeah. He's just so strong. He's imposing looking because Josh Hart is strong.
I like it. 6'4", to what?
Josh weighs, I'll tell you right now, Josh is listed at 6'4 and 215 pounds.
Receiver, right there. I love it.
Probably too slight to be a defensive end, but a receiver,
yeah,
sure.
Definitely too slight. Strong safety, not even linebacker type.
No.
I can't even have him coming off the corner. I can get 245 coming off the corner.
The problem is when you come off the corner in the NFL, you're going up against these tackles.
They're
340.
But quickness is important.
No, I'm talking about I'm talking about like the strength aspect of it. You're like, if you're not
technique,
if you're 220 pounds, like you're going to get gobbled up by a guy that's 340.
But quickness,
right?
Who's number seven? Hassan Reddick?
Hassan Reddick, yes, correct.
How big is he? He's 245, right?
Probably. No,
I think you get Hassan Reddick coming off. Sometimes quickness and technique is important. Them big guys have a tendency to lean a little bit. And if you get them leaning the wrong way, then all of a sudden you got a chance to be successful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hassan Reddick is 240 pounds. Yeah,
but all I'm looking now is at size, and now I got to find a mentality.
All right.
Playing basketball is different than playing football. I need a football mentality. The football mentality is different than the basketball mentality.
It's a good sports radio topic. But I knew it would be. We got some calls rolling in. We could take some.
I don't disagree with Austin Rivers, though.
See, I think people thought you would, but
I think there's more basketball guys that can convert to being football than there are football to being basketball. That's just me being honest. Me looking back in the history of what's happened to be able to say probably.
I would agree with Yurko.
But I'd love to have one come on over and then would make it a point to beat the living crap out of him. And if he could survive it, then you know that you could trust him on the football field.
I would agree with Yurk on this.
But you got to send him through the ringer, though. You have to.
We'll take some calls coming up next. 312-332-3776. We'll be right back.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
It's Carmen and Yurko. Watch us on YouTube. We have our own channel. Just go to youtube.com/@Carmen and Yurko. If you're in the app, search at Carmen and Yurko. Simple as that. You can catch up on anything you miss. You can watch us live every day in our State Street studios. Cross talking about 2:35 with Waddle and Sylvie. Jesse is in for Waddle today, so we'll have some fun with Sylvie and with Jess a little bit later. Remember, Sylvie is giving away one of the final spots available in the Grip It or Sip It Classic that we're doing back at Seven Bridges next month. He's going to be out at Slightly Toasted tonight after his show starting at 5:30. So you can go meet him over there for a couple hours, try to win that spot, have some Elijah Craig Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Very good stuff. Let's grab some calls. Good kid. Let's say hi to Steve in Naperville. What's up, Steve?
Hey, you were talking about Austin Rivers' comment. I think there's two guys from the Chicago, or actually from the South Side, that could have played all three sports in their day. First one is Quinn Buckner from Thornridge.
Yeah.
And Randall L. from Thornton.
That's not a bad call. He played basketball and football. Did he play basketball in Indiana? I'm trying to remember now, Antoine Randall L.
Yes, he did.
He did, right?
Yeah.
What about Ty Streets?
Ty Streets also, he played with Melvin Ealy and Napoleon Harris.
Yep, at Thornton.
In high school. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then there's one other guy that I don't think Yurko would want to try to get around. He was 7 feet tall, but he was real agile. I wouldn't want to try to get around Kevin Duckworth.
I remember the duck.
Thanks, Steve.
Eastern Illinois.
Too big. Right?
When I was a freshman, too big
to play football.
When I was a freshman, Duckworth was a senior at Eastern Illinois University.
Was he big man on campus here?
He was. He was. Yeah. My man Munda lived right next to him.
Yeah.
A lot of shoes in there. A lot of shoes.
That's great.
Yeah. But not all in like his size. I think he was like a 16, you know. He had a big foot, 7-footer. Mm-hmm. He had a cousin that played with him, too, down there. I forget which Duckworth it was. Ronnie Duckworth, maybe. Played with him at Eastern Illinois. But they were the big men on campus. That's no funny. Gray area there.
Yes, indeed. Rest in peace, Kevin Duckworth.
Yep.
Ted's in Lake Geneva. What's up, Ted?
Hey there, guys. So I have, I'm chiming in on this best athlete conversation, and I'll start it with a question. What is the single hardest thing to do in professional sports?
Hit a baseball.
Yeah, probably baseball.
Okay. So that's why I always go, when this conversation happens, to the absolute most athletic baseball players, I think, are the best answer. So what is that? Ken Griffey Jr., obviously. You think about the guys like Mookie Betts, the center fielders and the shortstops that also have speed. I think those guys could probably play any of the major sports as well.
Mookie's an interesting one. I could wrap my head around a guy like Mookie being able to play any sport. He's such an athlete.
Dave Winfield. What did Dave Winfield play?
Dave Winfield was a two-star athlete.
Right. Dave Winfield. Kirk Gibson.
Yes, there's another good
football
call.
Football also at Michigan State.
Yes.
Right.
Dave Winfield, I believe, was drafted by the Clippers and the Yankees. Isn't that right?
I believe so.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
And he obviously chose baseball, but yeah. So there are
Danny
some. Danny Ainge.
Another guy that played. John Elway.
Yeah. John Elway's a
right.
good call.
I think about
the Yankees.
Yeah. I think they specialize more now than they ever have. But, you know, you go back into the 80s and the 70s, 80s, when you were encouraged to play all sports as opposed to specialize when you're five.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So I think that's where you saw a lot of it back then.
Yeah. Ken's in Downers Grove. What's going on, Ken?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Hey, just want to add to the best athlete piece and a little bit on the NBA versus NFL. You've got to include in best athletes your track stars. And
yeah, that's
also
true.
You have to include your swimmers, okay? any number of NBA or NFL players cannot compete doing the same activities as your track stars.
Yeah, track, I would agree. Like a track and field star, yeah. I was more thinking of like amongst the ranks of like professional sports. But yeah, I mean, sure, pure athleticism, a track star, of course. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. One thing about the NFL and the NBA, I think Good Kid is definitely right. The numbers are a little bit skewed and miscommunicated. But you have to look at what role those NFL players would be asked to play.
Right.
Right. A lot of the taller, more bulky guys that are starters in the NBA or the middle guys, they're not asked to be Stephon Curry or LeBron James or some of the others. They're asked basically just to get the ball, to block, know to pass, to protect around the rim, and then to get back up the court. So I think there's probably a bit more, definitely a bit more that could compete, but it's just the role they do.
Yeah. Yeah, Kenny, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. I mean, it's easy, like Yurko said, you could figure a couple of guys that can make a transition to wide receiver or tight end right off the top of your head. LeBron always joked that he could have played tight end for a long time in the NFL had he chose football over basketball. He probably could have. LeBron absolutely probably could have been great at that position. Michael's on the west side. What's going on, Michael?
Yo, hey, you guys, your Micah Parsons comp is Zion Williamson.
Zion, man, Zion, could Zion come off the edge? He's awfully beefy to be coming off the edge, isn't he? He's got more.
He's got the height. He's got the quick twitch.
He does have quick twitch. You're right about that. But man, is he almost too girthy?
He'd be batting down passes left and right.
Micah Parsons, 6'3".
Yeah. Thanks, Michael.
In 240.
In 240.
Zion's got 40 pounds on him.
Yeah. I would say easily.
Basketball Reference lists 284. Yeah,
Zion's 300 pounds. Come on.
Yeah, probably.
Zion's three bills.
Zion play defensive tackle?
You know what, though?
Yeah, guys, what I'm saying. Like, Zion could maybe play
inside.
Hold on,
though. That's not bad, though. 6'6", 284. Who's the big guy that played for Jacksonville and went to Baltimore? Signed with Jacksonville for a couple years, went to Baltimore.
Defensive end,
yeah. He's in the latter end of his career. He's probably played about 14, 15 years.
Calais Campbell, who you think?
Calais Campbell.
Yeah.
Zion Williamson could be a Calais Campbell.
All right, maybe.
Okay, that's where I'd give you the combination.
All right.
Because Calais is 6'7", 3". He's a big fella. So
okay.
I give you Calais Campbell.
All right.
That's where I give
you. We got to take a quick break. We'll grab more of your calls coming up. Want to chat a little bit about last night's NBA action. Another wild one in New York between the Knicks and the Pacers. Sit tight if you're on the line. 312-332-3776. Plus McKnight at the Movies coming up. We're back in two.